十四，昆明市2020年初中学业水平考试有改编。第一部分，听力。第一节，听句子，选出与所听句子内容相符的图画。听音前，你有十秒钟的读题时间，注意听两遍。
1. Mary is good at playing the violin.
Mary is good at playing the violin.
2. My favorite subject is chemistry.
My favorite subject is chemistry.
3. Is there a hospital near here?
Is there a hospital near here?
4. Drinking milk every day is good for your health.
Drinking milk every day is good for your health.
5. He often cleans the room in his free time.
He often cleans the room in his free time.
第二节，根据所听到的句子，选出最恰当的应答语。听音前，你有十秒钟的读题时间，注意听两遍。
6. Can I help you?
Can I help you?
7. Sir, don't smoke in the museum.
Sir, don't smoke in the museum.
8. Anna, how often do you exercise?
Anna, how often do you exercise?
9. Did you used to have long hair or short hair?
Did you used to have long hair or short hair?
10. Would you mind closing the window?
Would you mind closing the window?
第三节，听对话及问题，选择最佳答案。听音前，你有十秒钟的读题时间，注意听两遍。
11.
Jenny, it's time for sports. Let's go to play tennis.
Okay, Let's go. Question, what will they do?
Jenny, it's time for sports. Let's go to play tennis.
Okay, let's go. Question, what will they do? Mike, did you enjoy the soccer game on TV yesterday afternoon?
No, I had to finish a book report, so I went to the library instead.
Question, why did Mike go to the library? Mike, did you enjoy the soccer game on TV yesterday afternoon?
No, I had to finish a book report.So I went to the library instead.
Question, why did Mike go to the library? Tom, will you have a graduation ceremony?
Yes, it will be on July 30th.
Question, when will Tom...have the graduation ceremony. Tom, will you have a graduation ceremony?
Yes, it will be on July 30th.
Question, when will Tom have the graduation ceremony? Welcome back home. How long did it take you to get home by train?
You won't believe it. I was lucky enough to catch the last plane.
Question, how did the man get home? Welcome back home. How long did it take you to get home by train?
You won't believe it. I was lucky enough to catch the last plane.
Question,How did the man get home? John, get up now, or you will be late for school.
Got it. I'm getting dressed.
I'm preparing breakfast. What would you like?
Rice noodles, please.
Question.What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? John, get up now, or you will be late for school.
Got it. I'm getting dressed.
I'm preparing breakfast. What would you like?
Rice noodles, please.
Question, what's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
第四节，听短文，根据短文内容回答问题。听音前，你有15秒钟的读题时间。注意，听三遍。
Dogs are our friends. With them, we won't be alone. However, dogs can do even more than that. They can help children improve their reading skills. A team of Canadian scientists did an experiment with 17 children from grade 1 to grade 3. They first tested their reading abilities. Then they asked them to read books.That were not easy for them. Each child read aloud. After they finished the first page, scientists asked them if they would like to read more or just stop there. They found that children spent more time reading and showed more interest when a dog was in the room. Dogs can help children feel more confident. Scientists said dogs are good listeners. They won't mind whether children make mistakes. They won't stop children either. In recent years, dogs have taken part in reading activities in schools and labs. This study helps us understand how dogs help children learn to read better.
Dogs are our friends. With them, we won't be alone. However, dogs can do even more than that. They can help children improve their reading skills. A team of Canadian scientists did an experiment with 17 children from grade 1 to grade 3. They first tested their reading abilities. Then they asked them to read books that were not easy for them. Each child read aloud. After they finished the first page, scientists asked them if they would like to read more or just stop there. They found that children spent more time reading and showed more interest when a dog was in the room. Dogs can help children feel more confident. Scientists said dogs are good listeners. They won't mind whether children make mistakes. They won't stop children either. In recent years, dogs have taken part in reading activities in schools and labs. This study helps us understand how dogs help children learn to read better.
Dogs are our friends. With them, we won't be alone. However, dogs can do even more than that. They can help children improve their reading skills. A team of Canadian scientists did an experiment with 17 children from grade 1 to grade 3. They first tested their reading abilities. Then they asked them to read books that were not easy for them. Each child read aloud. After they finished the first page, scientists asked them if they would like to read more or just stop there. They found that children spent more time reading and showed more interest when a dog was in the room. Dogs can help children feel more confident. Scientists said dogs are good listeners. They won't mind whether children make mistakes. They won't stop children either. In recent years, dogs have taken part in reading activities in schools and labs. This study helps us understand how dogs help children learn to read better.